This is Akashvani. The news read by Ashish P. Abraham. PM Modi laid the foundation stone and dedicated to the nation railway projects worth more than 2,800 crore rupees at Bhubaneswar in Odisha yesterday. Mr. Modi also laid the foundation stone for national highway projects worth more than 1,000 crore rupees. Besides, the Prime Minister launched Subhadra, the flagship scheme of Odisha government. It is the largest single women-centric scheme and is expected to cover over 1 crore women. President Draupadi Murmu will be in Jaipur on a day-long visit from today. She will attend the convocation of Malviya National Institute of Technology, Jaipur, as the chief guest and deliver the convocation address. The president will also inaugurate a new 600-bed Aravali hostel for students. Governor of Rajasthan, Haribhau Kisan Rao Bagre, and Chief Minister Bhajan Lal Sharma will also attend the program. In Jammu and Kashmir, stage is set for the first phase of assembly elections today. 24 assembly constituencies spread over 7 districts will go to polls in this phase. Polling for the second phase in the Union Territory will take place on the 25th of September and third phase will be held on the 1st of October. In Haryana, campaigning is gaining momentum for single-phase assembly elections. Senior BJP leader and Home Minister Amit Shah addressed poll rally in Bhiwani yesterday. He criticized the Congress, saying that the party is against reservation for scheduled castes, scheduled tribes and backward classes. Voting for the 90-member state assembly will be held on the 5th of October. The centre has advised the leading edible oil associations to ensure that the maximum retail price is maintained till there is availability of edible oil stocks imported at nil and 12.5% of basic customs duty. Secretary, Department of Food and Public Distribution, Sanjeev Chopra, chaired a meeting with the representatives from Solvent Extraction Association of India, Indian Vegetable Oil Producers Association and Soyabean Oil Producers Association in New Delhi yesterday to discuss the pricing strategy. The government has increased the basic customs duty on various edible oils to support domestic oilseed prices. Effective from 14 September, the basic customs duty on crude soybean oil, crude palm oil and crude sunflower oil has been raised from nil to 20%, making the effective duty on crude oils to 27.5%. Additionally, the basic customs duty on refined palm oil, refined sunflower oil and refined soybean oil has been increased from 12.5% to 32.5%, making the effective duty on refined oils as 35.75%. India's total exports from April to August 2024 are estimated at around $329 billion, showing a growth of 5.35%, according to data released yesterday by the Ministry of Commerce and Industry. The estimated value of service exports during first 5 months of the current fiscal year were over $150 billion, reflecting a rise of over 10%. Meanwhile, the merchandise exports during this period were over $178 billion, reflecting a growth of 1.14%. On the other hand, merchandise imports for April to August 2024 totaled over $295 billion compared to $275.83 billion during the same period last year. Service imports during this period reached $80 billion, up from over $74 billion in April to August of the previous year. Total imports during the first 5 months of the current fiscal year are estimated at around $375 billion, registering a growth of 7.20%. A two-day national symposium of National Disaster Management Authority and the Army Southern Command entitled Exercise Akia will begin in Chennai today. The primary aim of the exercise is to enhance disaster preparedness and foster robust collaboration among key stakeholders. The exercise will feature simulations, technology discussions and expert insights in various roles of disaster management. Meta, the parent company of Facebook, Instagram, WhatsApp and Threads, has announced a global ban on several Russian state-owned media networks. The company accuses these networks of using deceptive tactics to conduct covert influence operations online. In a written statement on Monday this week, Meta explained that after careful consideration, it has decided to expand its enforcement efforts against Russian state media outlets. And that is the end of this news bulletin.